This is KCUR 89.3. This year was a very good year for growing wheat, but that means it was a very bad year for wheat farmers on the Great Plains because there's a glut on the market and wheat prices are hitting 13-year lows. For Harvest Public Media, Brian Thompson looked into what that means for the farm economy and filed this report.
First, a disclosure. Technically, I'm one of those hurting wheat farmers. I recently inherited a small patch of cropland homesteaded by my great-grandfather near McCracken, Kansas, about half an hour southwest of Hayes. I don't farm it myself. Daryl North does that.
In fact, you started out farming your land with your grandfather, Ralph, and handed it down, I guess, your father, Ken, and then, of course, you're here now, so we're farming for you, so it's been several years.
With timely rains, we got approximately 50 bushels per acre this year, which is unusually good for that piece of ground. Yields were high all through the Great Plains, and much of the world, for that matter. Sounds like a good thing, but really, that means oversupply. As harvest got underway in June, the price of wheat began plummeting. It fell to about $2.50 a bushel by the end of August and has stayed below $3 ever since. North is grateful for the bountiful harvest, but he says it takes a lot of grain at these prices to cover his costs for things like fuel, fertilizer, and chemicals.
You know, this price is 30, 40 years ago prices, and of course, we know what things cost then compared to today, so that really makes it tough.
So how does a farmer like North cope with tough times?
Definitely not buying any new stuff, no new machinery. Of course, we need repairs, and you just buy what you need, but you just really try to get by on what you got.
That's not good news for guys like Alan Fabriches. He's the corporate sales manager for Carrico Implement, a John Deere dealership with three stores in north central Kansas. His stores are sitting on a combined inventory of $25 to $30 million in new and used farm equipment. Fabriches expects sales this year to be 30 to 40% lower than during what he calls the record-busting years of 2012 through 2014.
Business is different than it was a few years ago. The climate has changed, and you know we're still finding ways to keep up the business, but it's obviously dropped off.
Fabriches says the company's been able to avoid layoffs. They're shifting their focus away from equipment sales and more toward parts and service.
You know, we constantly are doing promotions to try to get folks to think ahead on those repairs that, you know, rather than breaking down in harvest, let us look at it ahead of time and try to keep you running when harvest gets here.
Fabriches says economists he's heard from think it could take 3 years for grain prices to recover. He hopes it won't be that long, but he thinks the risk of a crisis like farmers experienced in the 1980s is low, even though many of them owe money to the bank.
For the most part, you know, these guys are paying almost as low an interest rate as you can versus 15 or 18% back in the 80s.
And even though prices are low, farmers in the wheat belt do have a lot of grain to sell. Most of the few thousand bushels of wheat I have are in storage at Midland Marketing, a cooperative with 11 locations in north central Kansas. The main location sits right next to the Union Pacific Railroad's main line in Hayes. The railroad is the main way to move grain from country elevators to markets. Travis Bruner is the commodities marketing manager at Midland. He's not impressed with my marketing strategy, which is to hold out until wheat gets back up to $10 a bushel, where it was in 2008.
You and a lot of other folks are, and I'm afraid that we won't see $10. Everything can be trumped by world events, but today we don't see any reason for wheat to make any major leaps towards the $7 or $8 mark.
Bruner says there are more than 2 billion bushels of wheat on the market currently. This year's crop fell short of the benchmark for protein content. That makes it less desirable for milling. And the strong dollar means U.S. wheat is more expensive to foreign buyers than supplies from other countries. Bruner says the absolute best price farmers could have locked in last year was about $4.50 a bushel.
If you look at it today, $4.50 looks like a home run, but $4.50 is not above break even in normal circumstances.
At current prices, the only way for most farmers to turn a profit this year is to sell lots of wheat. But the more they sell, the more downward pressure on prices. It could be a long slog. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Brian Thompson.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. This story was produced in partnership with Heartland Health Monitor.